Big Les's League, an all rugby league experience. Hello, welcome back to Big Les's League and all rugby league experience. Let's talk about this rumor. We'll talk about it very quickly. Dane Gagai, reportedly in talks with the Sydney Roosters, potentially for next year, maybe for the year after. Regardless, I think if you're looking for a replacement for Joseph Manu, I don't think you're going to find many better replacements than Dane Gagai. I mean, this signing would be next level for the Roosters. Gagai is such a great player. I mean, defensively solid. He gets through a ton of work in attack. Only Hammer and Val Holmes are in front of him for that Maroon centre spot realistically as well. This would be one of the signings for year without a doubt. I don't think you could really, as I said, find a better replacement than Dane Gagai for Manu realistically. I don't think you're going to find too many other guys that would come in and do a really quality job and fill the shoes quite well for a guy like Manu. The Roosters are known as well for getting some aged guys to come in and fill in certain spots. Obviously, you look at Kevin Naguama from a few years ago. Michael Jennings is in the centres currently. The Roosters are known for getting some aged guys in their squad for a bit of experience. Dane Gagai possesses a ton of experience. He's played for Origin. He's played for his country as well. I think this would be the perfect signing. I would love to see Dane Gagai in a Roosters jersey. I think he would absolutely kill it. I also think, you know, he has that combination already with Dom Young on that right-hand side. Bringing him back into this team to play on that right-hand side for Manu, who goes to rugby union at the end of the year, I think would be a great move. I think that he'd fit in very well there. And as I said, already having that combination with a guy like Dom Young, it is just so valuable bringing in a guy like Dane Gagai. As I said, it's going to be hard to find a better replacement for Manu with someone that already has a combination with Dom Young and, you know, is still playing to a very high level in his 30s. I think it is a great signing. I can't wait to see if this comes into fruition. I don't know if he will leave the Newcastle Knights. This is only just rumours that we've heard over the past 24, 48 hours. But I think it would be a great move for the Sydney Roosters. A great, great move. Obviously, him then building combinations with James Tedesco, with Luke Keary and Sam Walker. I think he could be so dangerous, Dane Gagai. So, so dangerous. And I think he'd fit into this Roosters side, as I said, very, very well. I mean, look at his current stats this season. Played 5 games. He's had a try. He's kicked 2 goals. Obviously, had 24 tackle busts. He's had 2 line breaks this season. He tackles at 82%, which is pretty decent for a centre. Obviously, averages 147 metres, so he is getting through a ton of work in attack as well. He's still playing at a very, very high level, Dane Gagai. As I said, I think it would be an unbelievable move for the Roosters. I think it'd fit in very well. I think you're not going to find too many other better replacements for Manu than Dane Gagai, who already has a combination with Dominic Young on that right-hand side. I am so excited for this move. I've never been more excited for a move that probably won't happen. And it's only just hearsay. It's only just rumours. But if it does, it would be an incredible move. And Dane Gagai, still playing very well, playing very high-quality football at 33 years of age. I think that coming into this Roosters side, he will still come in. He'll put in 110% and he'll do very well in this team. He'll fit in extremely well. That's full time. See you in the next one.